5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. We got a little potpourri here in the 5 o'clock hour because David is still getting a ton of ticket texts about Deion. We have the Lions preseason. And then for those of you who say, oh my God, why are they bringing it up? Number one story on ESPN right now, and it's not from The Onion. Michigan is having Jim Harbaugh back as an honorary captain to open the season.
Because why not?
Amidst the NCAA stuff. And by the way, he was asked about it today. Not nearly as verbose as the other day. You can go listen to that. But here's what I want to do. We'll do dealer's choice. You guys are driving home on a gorgeous Friday night. Whatever one of these three you want to get into. Start with the Lions. Kenny, I think, represented a lot of this city of people who were irrationally excited for a preseason game. Kenny didn't last the quarter. He recognized quickly, this is awful. Now, if you want to do this Hendon Hooker thing, go for it. But he didn't start the game. He didn't play any meaningful snaps against anybody who's going to be in this league. I can't do anything with it. There's nothing for me to do. But did the preseason, are you willing to come to the altar now, knowing preseason football is useless? Number two, the Deion Sanders thing. We played the audio for you. With everything going on, now Deion refused to answer questions from a local CBS reporter, not CBS National, because he didn't like where he was ranked on the head coaching list. It just helped me. Does anyone out there believe Deion is going to live up to what we thought he could do when he got the job? Or is this thing about to go Hindenburg? And then number three is Harbaugh being invited back. Listen, I'm not mad about it. I don't care. As an outsider to this, that's not a good idea. You are rubbing the NCAA's face in the duty. Like that is, I just don't think it's a bright idea. When you're going to want to get out of this next scandal, you can bring Jim back next year. You could put a statue up. You do whatever you want when the dust settles. I wouldn't bring him back now because whether it is or isn't, this is another act of defiance. Now, that'll be great for the base, Rico. The cultists, the hardcore base, they're going to love it. Mm-hmm. People in the stands are going to go bananas. That's great. It's bigger than that. So I just wonder, like, David, feel free. Does this help you, hurt you, or no effect as it pertains to what's coming next with the sign-stealing investigation and the looming notice of allegations or infractions or whatever they call it?
It definitely hurts the university because it puts a bigger target on your back because you're basically instigating here. You know, the NCAA already want to come out. I'm coming after you. And you're instigating as you're running away or trying to run away. And it's like, all right, once I catch you, it's over. And that's what it feels like.
Think about in the wake of USC's scandal, Pete Carroll being on the sidelines to open the next season. Mm. It just doesn't add up to me. It's like you can have, look, I'll be very clear. You got away with it. Like the NCAA, I blame the Big Ten, but you got to play for it and you won the national title. You won. You won the grand game. You did the dirt and you got away with it. I really don't understand the strategy behind this. You could have him back anytime you want once the dust settles. I wouldn't do it now. And if you're mad that that's getting brought up, it's the number one story on ESPN.com. Please don't blame me for living in reality. So we can do the Deion thing. We can do the preseason being a dud. And we can do the Harbaugh thing. It's a dealer's choice. Rico, take it wherever you want to go.
I was going to say, hold on real quick, because I was going to say, you brought up the name. You brought up Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
Now, ticket text in, call in, tell me if I'm wrong here, but I don't remember when he initially left and then when everything started coming down, the Reggie Bush stuff, all this, I don't remember him even saying a word about any of it. He was the Seattle Seahawks coach. He was in the NFL. He let it all go. That's what I remember. But Jim Harbaugh, at every turn, is going right back to, you might as well be the Michigan coach still. You're commenting on it every time they talk to you. Now you're coming back to the university. You know what you should be doing? You should be preparing for your week one matchup in the NFL. Mm-hmm. This is a joke. Stay far away.
But, David, some people just always have to be loved by everybody. And if they don't, they'll tell you why you're wrong for not loving them.
I think my problem, too, is I don't expect anything different from Harbaugh. This is who he is. He's a narcissist to the core. So that's fine.
But that's why I think when they, as the honorary captain, he just won't go out there and wave to the crowd.
You think he's going to light the fire?
He's going to have a microphone in his hand. He's going to give a speech. There will be something, whether Fox has something pre-taped of him telling the team in the locker room, basically middle finger to the NCAA, you guys go out there and do it again. They're going to do. He will be defiant. And all that's going to do is upset the apple cart. And what that's also going to do, any type of goodwill that Jerome Moore has with the NCAA trying to work some type of an agreement out is going to go out the window.
And again, I'm also a weirdo. I hated when D'Antonio would come back. Like, dude, you're gone. Stay gone. You know, 5 years from now, we'll build a statue and then we'll see you. But get out of practice. You had your shot. I'm different. If I were a Michigan fan, I wouldn't want to see him. Like, he ran this program like a renegade. And you won, but the problem is you cashed in all your chips about what you believe you are. That would upset me if I were a Michigan fan. As an outsider, there's nothing to get upset about. Like, we had a guy call in earlier today. He was losing his mind. I go, dude, you can't be this upset 9 months after. If it was the week of the state game when you found out Connor Stallions was on your sideline and the Big Ten called you going, you may not want to play this game, that was the time to be upset. Yeah. Not now. Yeah. Like, Michigan won. You don't have to validate it. Life goes on. Yeah. But Jesus, I just would like to know between the three topics where people are at.
And the funny thing, as far as Deion, you know when the last time I think we saw a grift like this? Because I do think Deion's a grift.
Mel Tucker.
No.
Okay, my bad. Sorry.
It was Charlie Weiss.
Oh, getting paid by like three schools.
Oh, remember, I'm so smart that when I go to college, you guys won't be able to keep up with me.
What did he say when he got to Notre Dame? He goes, I present a, it was the night before they played state.
A distinct strategic
advantage.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm smarter than everybody else.
His grift was when he went to Kansas, and pretty much it was a no-show job.
Right. Oh, no, his grift was Notre Dame, and Notre Dame quickly cut bait and said, you're no good.
This is a problem. Right. 248-539-9797. So, preseason, did it live up to what you had hoped it to be? Deion Sanders, does anyone believe he's going to get this right? Because the audio, which we can play for you, it's just like, I can't believe it is not the guy who coached Jackson State. It's just not, it's not professional. And then the Harbaugh thing, it's up to you how you want to weigh in on it. Listen, it's not a hot take for me to just go, I probably wouldn't do that. There's no yelling, screaming. There's no, like, I'm not planting a flag and saying, well, now they're going to rain fire on you. I will say again, I do not believe in the NCAA. But I think you're only hurting Jerome Moore by doing this. I do believe that. I don't think that that's anything hyperbolic.
And see, you know, I think that's what the problem is, because I think the NCAA was ready to hit Michigan with a fine, maybe a scholarship reduction, and move on. With this, okay, you know what? We're taking that off the table. Renegotiations.
Yeah,
and by renegotiations, you have no say-so in negotiations.
And ultimately, listen, you can ask any fan anywhere in the country. I mean, whether you like the Buckeyes or the Spartans or the Irish, hey, you can win a national title, but it'll get vacated, and they'll hit you with a postseason ban. Would you do it? Yes. Now, that is to satisfy yourself and your fans in the four walls of your home. No one will respect you, but you don't care about that. Mm-hmm. You care about what you want. That's it. Mm-hmm. So they got away with it. I don't understand the strategy of where are the adults in the room. Like, where's someone at Michigan to go, hey, listen. Wait, just do me a favor. Wait a year.
Horrible idea.
We will bring you in on a chariot to start the 25 season. Mm-hmm. You will unveil your own statue.
Or, you know what? Let them give us the punishment.
Then we'll do whatever you want.
And we'll bring you in for the MSU game, USC game.
Just let the dust settle.
Yes.
Then
optics will look bad if we do it right now.
Then do what Jalen Rose did to the Spartan logo.
And hey, Jim, you don't work here anymore, so you're going to come back when we say you can come back.
It's just wild to me. There's nothing upsetting because this is on brand. It's what they do. I just, again, how are there no adults in the room who look at this and go, you know what? As funny as this would be to us, as much as we feel like, hey, F you, not the best move. I don't know. It's wild to me, but look, I'm in the interesting business. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Now, what, does the NCAA just try to drop the bomb 10 minutes before that happens? Because this is super petty by the NCAA, and it's super petty by Michigan.
Oh, no, I think, because remember, they have not given out what's going to happen yet. We've only heard the rumors. So I think that the couple days after this happens, that's when they're going to say, all right, we have, it's almost like on Selection Sunday and Hoops.
Oh, good one.
We have two different scenarios, two different ways we can go. If this team wins, we go with this one. If they lose, we go here. If he doesn't do anything stupid,
we do this.
We do this.
Yeah.
If he does, we're going to do this.
So you got the preseason and whether it delivered it all for you. You got Deion Sanders. Is there a non-zero chance he turns Colorado into a power, or is this a dumpster fire? And then the number one story on ESPN, Michigan is bringing back Jim Harbaugh as an honorary captain to open the season against Fresno State. You give me your thoughts on any or all of those. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1. Okay, let's get to the people. Get a little football today at 5:30. Let's go to Bob, see what he's got for us today. Bobby, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike and Rico. How you guys doing?
Good, hey, Bob. Welcome aboard. What's going on?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Listen, two things. One, I wanted to comment. Charlie Weiss said schematic advantage.
Yes.
He had a schematic advantage, which he said, I think it was not too long before the state game, and I was like, oh, my God, this guy is the ultimate pretentious New Englander. But the second thing is, I just wanted to comment on the Harbaugh thing. To me, him coming back is just the typical Michigan behavior. And full disclosure, I'm a Spartan, but I have many friends who graduated from Michigan, but still, it's basically, you guys already said it, rubbing their nose in it, and it's like, we are above the law. That's what it says to me. We're above the law, and, the rules don't apply to us, and in spite of OAI, you gave this penalty to Michigan, we're going to bring him back anyway, just to prove how much above you we are. It's just, to me, and I'm jaded, I'll admit it, but to me, it's the typical Michigan behavior. They won't admit to any wrong, and when it comes down to it, if they're proven wrong, they're just going to rub your face in it. And I can't get past that. Like, yeah, anyway, I just think that is so typical of their behavior. Like you guys said, why not wait a year or whatever? Yes, the guy is a good coach, no question about it. But it's obvious they cheated, and now they're just rubbing their nose in everybody's face. So I just...
Well, and Bob, listen, and look, whether you went to Michigan State or Colorado State or Arizona, it's really immaterial. As a fan of the sport, I think the tough part is, look, they got away with it. Like, people are going to have to just... Look, I don't deny that they won it. I just don't respect it. There's a difference. I don't live in delusion. The point is, they executed the caper. The problem with the sport is, if the NCAA does nothing, which I don't expect them to, I want to be pleasantly surprised, I guess, Bob. If they don't do anything about it, then why not cheat? If all I got to incur is a fine, why not?
Exactly.
What's the point?
Exactly. Right. And at that point, you've lost all governance whatsoever. It's, in addition to how it's already a free fall.
And look,
now the whole thing's just...
And this is where I do agree with Wolverines on this point, Bob. Look, a lot of them have said, well, the NCAA is going to disappear. They're right. I do believe the sport will end up being NFL light. Another reason I have no interest in the sport. But it just, the NCAA won't... Like, if I said to you, over under 2.5 years, mm-hmm. will the NCAA be around?
I think they will.
Okay.
I know. I think it's one of those where, yeah, it seems that way, but in the end, no. The institution is too old, and they will find something. And I think the TV networks may be the industry that just keeps them around.
But what if it's a new governing body? What if it's something that is geared towards the only thing that matters right now, money?
I would still say no, Mike, because the one thing that people hate the most is change. And to get scrapped the NCAA would mean you would have to put serious thought into what happens next. And I don't think anybody wants to do the hard work of
coming up
with
that. Well, I'm sure your networks do. They've done a great job ruining this.
No. And I think that's why they were going to say, no, we will prop you up. Let's just keep this sham going because we don't want to do extra work.
Let's go to Raymond, 97.1. What's up, Raymond?
Not much. Good to talk to you, Mr. Mike and Mr. Rico. I have to personally thank you, Mike, for your TJ Lane impressions earlier in the show. I almost drove off the road as said that live.
You're welcome. So what do you got?
I just wanted to hit on the NFL preseason. I think, you know, everybody kind of knows what the preseason is. It's just a bunch of guys that are going to be, you know, working at car dealerships in a matter of weeks. And, there was, I think, an offensive lineman that was playing left guard in the first half of the Lions that ended up playing over on the right-hand side in the second half. It was just, it is what it is. And it was nice to see Hendon Hooker deliver a nice little truck stick that was pretty much the highlight of the night. I mean, you know it's preseason football when the Lions, or I think it was Nate Sudfeld, threw an interception, and on the same play, the Lions get the ball back on a fumble because of all the rain, and nobody knows how to secure the football. So I know what it is. It was nice to see the new uniforms. You know, it definitely did not live up to the hype. But after 193 days, I think I was just starved. I needed something that was football on the TV screen. Really nice to see, but now I'm kind of ready for the regular season because it's the road to the Super Bowl, and I don't want anything less.
Yeah, and it's also, too, is look, if there's a game that Hendon Hooker ended up starting and playing 40 snaps, 50 snaps, maybe you dial in just to get an expanded view. But I'm with you, Raymond. There's nothing the Lions are going to do in the preseason that'll change my mind about what they are. They're one of the three best teams in the NFC, and if they don't make the Super Bowl, it's a disappointment. That's it. There's nothing that'll take place that'll change my opinion.
Absolutely. I even saw something on Twitter even just yesterday where the NFL was showcasing Bryce Young and how good he was in the preseason last year. But yet we all know what happened.
Yeah, I'll see you week one and I'll make my determination. I'm with you, Raymond. I don't want to hear any of the preseason. Look, the ultimate show that the preseason's a lie is Ron Dayne looked good in the preseason for the Giants. Ron Dayne was a piece of garbage.
It always comes back to the G-man.
These are my feelings. They are mine. I'm just making a point. It's a lie. The preseason's a lie, Rico.
I agree with you. You're right.
Can we please stop? I didn't do this to you. Take it up with Tom. Leave me alone. Let me go to Stu, 97.1. Stu, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, afternoon, Stu.
Hey, when is the Chargers' bye week?
Chargers' bye week, David.
Oh, he's saying they could go. He could do it then.
Yeah, so maybe bringing back Harbaugh early is one against Fresno State. We know we got to win, and we can get you out of the way. Two, when our season is important, we don't need you coming back and stealing the thunder from the team, especially if we're making a playoff push. And three, hey, professionally, Jim is getting $8 million or whatever he's getting from the Chargers. Maybe the Chargers are like, whatever business you got at Michigan, go take care of that now. Because when we're going for a playoff push, we don't need you wavering in the ballots trying to wave your Michigan flag in our Charger locker room.
No, Stu, it's a good point. You understand what I'm saying is I would just do it next year. Let the dust settle. He is still the central figure, both in the scandal he already got popped for and the one the school. And my point is, Stu, I don't think you're helping Sherrone Moore. That's a personal just feeling I have is Sherrone Moore feels like he's getting set up to fail. Mm-hmm. And if you're back,
the NCAA is already, not with any school anyway. Their whole thing is we get money from fines, we get money from ticket sales, we get money out of you wherever. We'll let you win a national championship and then take it from you, but yet we won't give the money back that, we took from you when you won said national championship.
Yeah, and, Stu, that's
so their whole thing is the money.
That's where and you're right. And the NCAA has always been a folly in this regard, is that how can you have all this power but you don't have the power to name your own national champion? That's why I don't blame the NCAA. I blame the Big Ten and the CFP, Rico's friends at the networks. Those were the entities that had the power to shut their season down last year when everybody saw what was going on. Once they didn't do it, what did we do on this show? No one's taking it away from you. You're going to play for it. And if you win it, you win it. And whatever happens after that, well, you worry about it then. David, go ahead.
Yeah, I have the info he asked for. The Chargers are on a bye week October 6th. October 5th, Michigan plays Washington, but it's on the road. So that wouldn't work.
You know what? Just take over Washington, Husky Stadium. You're Michigan. And who'd you beat? The Huskies.
Yeah, we're not taking over and introducing Jim Harbaugh, giving him his ring in Washington.
Why not?
Why not?
It's your world. We just live in it.
Who did you beat for the title?
What if they took Washington. The Bo statue and airlifted it to the 50-yard line? Oh. And they put the Bo statue on a boat for sailgating and then park it right at the 50.
Yes. And make sure you get his real son out there.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't ever want to return to those shows where I'm going, wait, is this audio real? Oh, what did he do? He did drugs. I'm like, wait, we're now blasting victims? Oh, sweet. You missed anything? Odyssey.com. Rewind. Also, programming note. The plan provided Jim Costa's voice returns is him and I are going to be crushing Cash the Ticket next week. Two pods a day, every day. Get caught up, get you the conference previews, then we move on to the NFL. Again, provided Jim Costa rises and his voice returns. And he doesn't sound like Marge Simpson. David, some ticket texts coming in. I know you've got some coming in about the breakdancing, apparently.
Yeah, sure. No, not that.
The fact that that's an Olympic sport, shut the Olympics down.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
The fact that it's bad breakdancing. Is really
oh some text it, here
it's oh. 40 years too late.
I mean, did you enjoy it though, Rico? All right, let me stop.
You could go find drunk guy at the wedding and he could do better than that. John Jansen out there doing the worm would be better than that.
Rico, do you know anyone that could have been better?
Oh my God. I can just the square off between Jansen and Gov.
Somebody better. NC State helmets.
All right. I have some text here on the preseason. Someone says the edibles kicked in 15 minutes later, and Kenny forgot why he was excited for preseason football.
Kenny was just watching his oscillating fan.
Dylan in the truck says, I was very excited for the preseason game. However, the one thing I got out of it was we need a backup quarterback. Nate Sudfeld looked absolutely awful. Couple texts here on Jim Harbaugh. Someone says, minor infractions, no biggie. Haters gonna hate. Another one says, I love Harbaugh as an honorary captain. It's a big hold my beer move by U of M and six it to the naysayers saying they cheated. Another one says, cry, Sparties, cry, wah.
Honestly, I it's fine. You can write that a zillion times. You're doing it to make yourself feel better. There's no one crying. It's the number one story on ESPN. You guys won. You're also cheaters. Like, whatever. Our team blows. Who's hiding from that? But then again, if you have like a seventh grade education, that's just the best you can come up with. So just write it more. I don't care. Guys, you got to get a grip. If your entire like self-worth is tied to a school that hates you, go ahead. I can't help you. It's really just getting weird. I'm sorry. Like, dude, it's Friday. It's beautiful outside. I'm a 43-year-old man. And I just feel like I don't identify with a lot of my customers anymore. I just don't. So just get a grip. Figure it out. I can't help you.
No, the thing is, this is fine. Minor infractions, all of that. But by doing this, if the NCAA comes down hard on you, you don't get to come back and say, well, this is unfair. Because what we're doing, we're the third base coach saying, don't do this. Stop. Stop. Don't run through the signal.
Like, enjoy winning it. You executed the caper. But just, I don't know. I just wouldn't pour accelerant on it, but whatever.
Wow. Don't take your victory lap too soon.
Wow. If I'm Sherrone Moore, I don't want him and the subsequent media anywhere near the program week one when I start.
Everybody's going to ask him a real question. Come on.
I brought that up, but again, it doesn't matter. I should have just gone to Southern New Hampshire. Then I'd be able to talk about this. DeVry or Grand Canyon or some other nonsense online university.
From Jason regarding Deion.
Grand Canyon. Good basketball.
Is that Bryce Drew?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Let Wojo plug
and
in.
One
read
of the
one
greatest
more.
Greatest student section.
Yeah, regarding Deion. Deion doesn't care about Colorado, just cares about his son getting into the league, probably to the Cowboys.
And again, that audio today, Odyssey.com Rewind, if you guys want it for your show, we put
it heard
in.
It.
Oh, it's enjoyable.
I don't know where the guy went who coached Jackson State. This is like a different version.
Deion is gross. That whole Colorado thing is gross. The only things they've done, people they've thrown under the bus.
Are we sure, though, it's the coaching rankings? Like, was that confirmed that's why he's pissed off?
That's why he said he won't do anything with CBS.
That is unbelievable.
And he said what they did was foul. I'm like... Because, like, Rico and I were talking, I go, am I supposed to put you ahead of Chris Kleiman? Kyle Whittingham? Gus Malzahn?
I like that the reporter's like, dude, I don't even work for CBS National. Like,
right, I'm just here
question?
In Denver, bro.
Come on,
I respect you, but no. Even like Deion, am I supposed to say you're a better coach than Willie Fritz, who built Tulane into something people didn't want to play, and now he's at Houston? Like, Deion, you went 4-8. You're not recruiting.
Have you seen an over-under on Colorado wins this year?
5.5. I'm under.
I'm under, too. It is a complete disaster.
I'm going to bet the under. He'll probably spite me and go 9-3, but I think
no,
I'm going to bet the under.
No, there's no way.
I'll let you know if Jim Costa is alive Monday.
Oh, so yeah, no, what's going on? Yeah, no,
I hear he's going to be okay. No. He had laryngitis. He's
what did he
now.
Do? Choke on cookies or something? Ate too many?
You're going to love the way you
toss his cookies.
I guarantee you.
You know, with somebody at this radio station, because I got the same thing. I
know.
I got a great voice. I just recovered
maybe
it a lot
he's
quicker.
Just trying to sound like Kirsch.
Ooh, you think Tom is patient zero?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't care.
So. By the way,
what's coming
the
up?
The Olympics. Why don't you guys have the breakdancing on?
I don't control these TVs, and I don't care.
Did you know they were breakdancing? Or you, Hatchet.
What are we doing? It's Friday. It's too late for this. Please.
What? I asked you.
Mike Gundy or Deion Sanders?
248.
Well, Mojo, are you really going to let the crosstalk perish without?
I have
come
a theory.
On.
I have
come
a theory.
On. Here we go.
What's I up? Was listening to the Rico and the Man show earlier, and you guys stumbled across that tidbit about Harbaugh honorary captain at the Michigan opener.
Yeah, I just was like, I don't know if I do
what
that.
Are they doing? I figured out what they're doing.
Let's hear it.
I literally think everything Harbaugh related now is merely an attempt to troll Mike and Rico.
No.
It's a personal attempt to troll.
I disagree.
No, they're trolling you.
How are you trolling us?
It's not upsetting. It
because
was like,
you
really?
Would, of course, leap on it.
Well, hold on. Time out.
It's
the top story in ESPN.
Oh, I'm not saying you're wrong, Tom.
It's not. I mean, like, what were we going
to
do?
No. It works to be a
I know
trolling.
Other shows here wouldn't bring it up, but, like, what are we going to do? Whistle by the graveyard? I can't break down preseason football. I'm guilty as charged.
It's just like when all the trades came out and you saw national writers talking about Scoobel could be traded and should be traded.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it. That's
ooh,
what
we're I do. Miss
I'm
those
making
topics.
A joke.
I would bring him back. It would just be next year. And I would put the statue up and be done with it.
No, oh, but you or, know Michigan loves it.
Or
this.
I would just wait until you actually get the punishment.
Well, at
and
least.
And then do all of
they obviously don't care. They either don't think the NCAA has any teeth to...
I'm just saying the NCAA,
to discipline them, or they won't get anything,
the
or they don't care.
Rieger, they're in a bad mood this week. It's one of those. You know what? They're normally toothless, but right now, maybe let's not.
At least when he spoke at his next press conference, at least he kept his mouth shut.
Yeah, notice
then.
He wasn't verbose.
No,
today.
No. And I thought it was stupid.
Well, the first time
I just spouted out.
Like because here's the deal.
Right, and as soon as he did that, here's your punishment.
Right, here's your 4 years.
The reality is, they got away with. They won. They won the national title. They didn't have their season stopped. Where people get mad is, okay, we can deal with they cheated and they won. But when you attempt to rub people's faces in it, that's where it gets like, are
but
we really doing this?
But don't you think they were done wrong? You hated on us. You questioned us. You criticized us. So, yes,
because
of course,
it actually
come back.
Because you didn't cooperate and you just didn't turn on. Like, the NCAA doesn't want to punish you. Guys, Make it easy for us. Well, we'll make it easy for
Michigan
you.
Michigan cares about one type of people. They're fans. Their fans are going to eat this up.
I was just joking about them trolling you.
No, we're talking. I know. It's fine. It's fine.
Hey, man, it's 5:55 on a Friday.
All right, go.
I don't give a damn.
Can get out of here. Go back to breakdancing?
Read?
I really don't give a damn.
Get out of here. What's next?
Is he gone? He's leaving.
What's next?
Mojo's going to tell us why we are rooting against Team USA.
Everybody is, apparently. In basketball, yes.
Mojo's going to break news. Plus, we're going to talk about Lions. One member of this radio station is seething at Dan Campbell.
He's dead to us.
Because he went for it on fourth down.
Yep.
What are we doing?
Why are you giving it away?
My bad.
Karsh did not teach you well, pal.
Come on.
Big boy did it. Okay. I'm out. 97.1.
I'm surprised you lasted this long.
You missed anything? Odyssey.com. Rewind. Also, programming note. The plan provided Jim Costa's voice returns is him and I are going to be crushing Cash the Ticket next week. Two pods a day, every day. Get caught up, get you the conference previews, then we move on to the NFL. Again, provided Jim Costa rises and his voice returns. And he doesn't sound like Marge Simpson. David, some ticket texts coming in. I know you've got some coming in about the breakdancing, apparently.
Yeah, sure. No, not that.
The fact that's an Olympic sport, shut the Olympics down.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
The fact that it's bad breakdancing. Is really
oh some text it, here
it's oh. 40 years too late.
I mean, did you enjoy it though, Rico? All right, let me stop.
You could go find drunk guy at the wedding and he could do better than that. John Jansen out there doing the worm would be better than that.
Rico, do you know anyone that could have been better?
Oh my God. I mean, just the square off between Jansen and Gov.
Somebody better. NC State helmets.
All right. I have some text here on the preseason. Someone says the edibles kicked in 15 minutes later, and Kenny forgot why he was excited for preseason football.
Kenny was just watching his oscillating fan.
Dylan in the truck says, I was very excited for the preseason game. However, the one thing I got out of it was we need a backup quarterback. Nate Sudfeld looked absolutely awful. A couple texts here on Jim Harbaugh. Someone says, minor infractions, no biggie. Haters gonna hate. Another one says, I love Harbaugh as an honorary captain. It's a big hold my beer move by U of M and sticks it to the naysayers saying they cheated. Another one says, cry, Sparties, cry, wah.
Honestly, I it's fine. You can write that a zillion times. You're doing it to make yourself feel better. There's no one crying. It's the number one story on ESPN. You guys won. You're also cheaters. Like, whatever. Our team blows. Who's hiding from that? But then again, if you have like a seventh grade education, that's just the best you can come up with. So just write it more. I don't care. Guys, you got to get a grip. If your entire like self-worth is tied to a school that hates you, go ahead. I can't help you. It's really just getting weird. I'm sorry. Like, dude, it's Friday. It's beautiful outside. I'm a 43-year-old man. And I just feel like I don't identify with a lot of my customers anymore. I just don't. So just get a grip. Figure it out. I can't help you.
No, the thing is, this is fine. Minor infractions, all of that. But by doing this, if the NCAA comes down hard on you, you don't get to come back and say, well, this is unfair. Because what we're doing, we're the third base coach saying, don't do this. Stop. Stop. Don't run through the signal.
Like, enjoy winning it. You executed the caper. But just, I don't know. I just wouldn't pour accelerant on it, but whatever.
Wah. Don't take your victory lap too soon.
Wow. If I'm Sherrone Moore, I don't want him and the subsequent media anywhere near the program week one when I start.
Everybody's going to ask him a real question. Come on.
I brought that up, but again, it doesn't matter. I should have just gone to Southern New Hampshire. Then I'd be able to talk about this. DeVry or Grand Canyon or some other nonsense online university.
From Jason regarding Deion.
Grand Canyon, good basketball team.
Is that Bryce Drew?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Let Wojo plug
and
in.
One
read
of the
one
greatest
more.
Greatest student section.
Yeah, regarding Deion. Deion doesn't care about Colorado, just cares about his son getting into the league, probably to the Cowboys.
And again, that audio today, Odyssey.com Rewind, if you guys want it for your show, we put
it heard
in.
It.
Oh, it's enjoyable.
I don't know where the guy went who coached Jackson State. This is like a different version.
Deion is gross. That whole Colorado thing is gross. The only things they've done, people they've thrown under the bus.
Are we sure, though, it's the coaching rankings? Like, was that confirmed that's why he's pissed off?
That's why he said he won't do anything with CBS.
That is unbelievable.
And he said what they did was foul. I'm like, because like Rico and I were talking, I go, am I supposed to put you ahead of Chris Kleiman? Kyle Whittingham? Gus Malzahn?
I like that the reporter's like, dude, I don't even work for CBS National. Like,
right, I'm just here in Denver, bro. I respect you, but no. Even like Deion, am I supposed to say you're a better coach than Willie Fritz? Who built Tulane into something people didn't want to play, and now he's at Houston. Like, Deion, you went 4-8. You're not recruiting.
Have you seen an over-under on Colorado wins this year?
5.5. I'm under.
I'm under, too. It is a complete disaster.
I'm going to bet the under. He'll probably spite me and go 9-3, but I think
no,
I'm going to bet the under.
No, there's no way.
I'll let but you know if Jim Costa is alive Monday.
Oh, so yeah, no, what's going on? Yeah,
I hear he's going to be okay. No. He had laryngitis. He's
what did he
now.
Do? Choke on cookies or something? Ate too many?
You're going to love the way you
toss his cookies.
I guarantee you.
You know, it was somebody at this radio station, because I got the same thing. I
know.
I got a great voice. I just recovered
maybe
a lot
he's
quicker.
Just trying to sound like Kirsch.
Ooh, you think Tom is patient zero?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't care.
So. By the way,
what's coming
the
up?
The Olympics. Why don't you guys have the breakdancing on?
I don't control these TVs, and I don't care.
Did you know they were breakdancing? Or you, Hatchet.
What are we doing? It's Friday. It's too late for this. Please.
What? I asked you.
Mike Gundy or Deion Sanders?
248.
Well, Mojo, are you really going to let the crosstalk perish without?
I have
come
a theory.
On.
I have
come
a theory.
On. Here we go.
What's I up? Was listening to the Rico and the Man show earlier, and you guys stumbled across that tidbit about Harbaugh honorary captain at the Michigan opener.
Yeah, I just was like, I don't know if I do
what
that.
Are they doing? I figured out what they're doing.
Let's hear it.
I literally think everything Harbaugh related now is merely an attempt to troll Mike and Rico.
No.
It's a personal attempt to troll.
I disagree.
No, they're trolling you.
How are you trolling us?
It's not upsetting. It
because
was like,
you
really?
Would, of course, leap on it.
Well, hold on. Time out.
It's
the top story in ESPN.
Oh, I'm not saying you're wrong, Tom.
It's not. I mean, like, what were we going
to
do?
No. It works to be a
troll. I know
trolling.
Other shows here wouldn't bring it up, but, like, what are we going to do? Whistle by the graveyard? I can't break down preseason football. I'm guilty as charged.
It's just like when all the trades came out and you saw national writers talking about Scooble could be traded and should be traded.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it. That's what we do.
I miss those
topics. I'm
making
a joke.
I would bring them back. It would just be next year. And I would put the statue up and be done with it.
No, but you know Michigan loves it.
Or I would just wait until you actually get the punishment.
Well, at
and
least
then do all of it.
They obviously don't care. They either don't think the NCAA has any teeth to
I'm just saying the NCAA,
to discipline them, or they won't get anything,
the
or they don't care.
Rieger, they're in a bad mood this week. It's one of those. You know what? They're normally toothless, but right now, maybe let's not.
At least when he spoke at his next press conference, at least he kept his mouth shut.
Yeah, notice
then.
He wasn't verbose.
No,
today.
No. And I thought it was stupid.
Well, the
first
time he was.
I just spouted out.
Like, because here's the deal.
Right, and as soon as he did that, here's your punishment.
Right, here's your 4 years.
The reality is, they got away with. They won. They won the national title. They didn't have their season stopped. Where people get mad is, okay, we can deal with they cheated and they won. But when you attempt to rub people's faces in it, that's where it gets like, are we really doing this?
Don't you think they were done wrong? You hated on us. You questioned us. You criticized us. So, yes,
because
of course,
it actually
because you didn't cooperate and you just didn't turn on. Like, the NCAA doesn't want to punish you. Guys. Make it easy for us. We'll make it easy for
you. Michigan cares about one type of people. They're fans. Their fans are going to eat this up.
I was just joking about them trolling you.
No, we're talking.
I know.
It's fine. It's fine.
Hey, man, it's 5:55 on a Friday.
All right, go.
I don't give a damn.
Can
get out of here.
Back to break dancing?
You gotta read?
I really don't give a damn.
Get out of here. What's next?
Is he gone? He's leaving.
What's next?
Mojo's going to tell us why we are rooting against Team USA.
Everybody
against
is.
France, apparently.
In basketball, yes.
Mojo's going to break news, plus we're going to talk about Lions. one member of this radio station is seething at Dan Campbell.
He's dead to us.
Because he went for it on fourth down.
Yep.
What are we doing?
Why are you giving it away?
My bad.
Karsh did not teach you well, pal.
Come on.
Big boy did it. Okay. I'm out. 97.1.
I'm surprised you lasted this long.